Patriots. Welcome to First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. I'm Walkley Award-winning cartoonist for The Guardian, First Dog on the Moon. And this week, the nation's been preparing for the federal budget. Tinned food and bottled water are in short supply, and the same for axes and kerosene. Doors and windows are being boarded up across the country, and an ominous silence has descended upon the empty streets and highways. Stay in your homes. Don't answer the door. Leave the lights off. Of course, it's different in Canberra on Capitol Hill. All the lights are on around the clock. Everyone is very busy and very important, burning the midnight oil, stoking the great belching engines in the bowels of the Treasury, scrutinising the endless lists, and an army of accountants adding and subtracting column after column of numbers in journal after journal with their ink-stained fingers, counting and reckoning and collating the specific details of who is going to cop it up the fiscal sphincter and how far up it will go. Obviously, we have to wait until Tuesday night to find out exactly what and how far, but here's a hint. If you can afford a bunch of tax lawyers to sort out your taxes for you, not much will change. For everyone else, if you've put aside any Nembutal for a rainy day, now might be the time. There's not going to be much left of the nation by the end of the week. You see, on Budget Day, everyone will be very busy delivering the bad news to the nation. Oh, except, of course, for our cigar-smoking treasurer, Joe, over my dead body hockey. He'll be having an exclusive fancy lunch in North Sydney, and it will only cost you $4,000 to get along. All proceeds go to the... Let me check. Hang on. Oh, it's the Liberal Party. But don't worry, you don't have to pay to have access to ministers. It's just fundraising, and they all do it. The ALP do it. They just can't charge as much because nobody even knows who the leader of the opposition is. I know I don't. There is, of course, no suggestion that people are paying for access or influence to anyone in the federal government. This isn't New South Wales. It's all perfectly legal and above board. You can make a donation to the party while having a chat and a pikelet with your favourite member of cabinet. And here, at the Guide to Modern Living, we've been lucky enough to obtain a copy of the price guidelines which the federal Liberal Party use. And right at the top is Tony himself. For only $10,000, you get a half hour in the Prime Ministerial sauna and a good going over with a posy of birch branches. So Scandinavian, you won't be mincing your words after this. Lunch with the Treasurer will set you back $4,000. And for another $2,000, you get a copy of his latest PowerPoint presentation, Wind Turbines, Entitlement, and Other Things I Am Offended By. It's $3,000 to attend George Brandis's book club, BYO Book. Oh, and please make sure it's on the government's approved reading list, which is secret, so do be careful of that one. Get your freak on with Greg Hunt. This is a colourful 20 minutes letting it all hang loose with the Environment Minister. You'll come away with a first-hand understanding of direct action. That's $1,500. And, oh, this one sounds fun. How to crochet a merkin with the Minister for Education. A steal at $2,500. You can get a foot rub from Warren Truss for $11.50. And half an hour with Kevin Andrews for $1,000. 15 minutes with Kevin Andrews for $2,000. And not seeing Kevin Andrews at all is $5,000. So there's a real bargain there. Watching Scott Morrison pull the wings off flies while sitting in a bathtub full of custard for 15 minutes will cost you $2,000, but it's cheaper to just watch his press conferences and the effect is the same. Oh, and this is nice. Ian McFarlane, the Minister for Industry, sings the hits of Tom Waits with Bronwyn Bishop on the double bass. Now, that's only $1,100, and right now, as a special treat, we're going to have a small sample of what you can expect to hear. Well, we live. Hey listeners, let's do lunch sometime. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. Ka-ching!
Painter Ian Fairweather built a raft from materials found on a Darwin beach.
He never actually said why he did it. It wasn't a very bright idea at all.
Then sailed to Timor.
It was absolutely insane. He nearly lost his life.
the journey that captures the imagination.
When they failed to locate his raft, Fairweather was reported lost at sea.
Fairweather's Raft. You can now stream this Poetica from the RN website.